Hello, I'm Deb Finan, and I am the mayor in the city of Champaign. And today I'm joined by Alicia Beck, who is the director of the SWIFT program at Parkland College.
Hi there. Hello. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good.
So I am excited to talk about this program because we've been doing kind of a small series on economic development and opportunities for job training, and the SWIFT program fits squarely in with those groups that I have been talking with. And I think it's a great opportunity for the public to understand what the program does, how to apply for the program, and what the benefits of the program are. So I'm going to start with, could you just describe what the SWIFT program is?
Sure. So SWIFT stands for Support for Workforce Training. And we use the little acronym SWIFT for that. It's apropos because our trainings last no more than a year. We are funded by an initiative through the Illinois Community College Board that's called the Workforce Equity Initiative. It's an initiative that started out of the efforts of the Illinois Black Caucus, Legislative Black Caucus, and they wanted to address the workforce inequities that were occurring with representation of African Americans in well-paid positions. So they created this Workforce Equity Initiative along with ICCB, and we are one of 17 colleges that have been awarded the last couple years. And we are a short-term training program. Specifically, we actually, SWIFT offers the scholarship portion of the training program and the supportive services. And the trainings are done at Parkland College. So we provide the funding, the academic services and whatnot, that the supportive services that go along with it. And then Parkland is actually the educator.
So if you're providing academic supports that mm-hmm. are part of the program, I assume there is a job training component, which is the Parkland component that you're talking about.
Correct.
Describe for me what the services are that they could expect to receive if they are part of the SWIFT program. What services would your program provide?
So my program provides some services that are specific to some certificates that we offer at Parkland. So we offer supportive services in academics and in career advising and career services for several certificates, which it's about 12 certificates right now, 12 to 14 certificates. And we have four areas of concentration that we bring students into for career pathways. We have construction and we have industrial work, such as, working in welding or working in automotive industry. We have healthcare, which is another tract. And then our fourth one is business IT. So with those,
Do you have a new one?
We have a couple new ones, yeah. So I'll talk about the specific certificates. We have certificates within each one of those areas, general areas. And for manufacturing, the industrial manufacturing, it's welding, and then we have HVAC. And actually that's in the construction, I guess, as well, technically. And then we have the forklift program that we offer. And then that's also coincides with our transportation and distribution, which is through, has our CDL program. We offer in healthcare, EMT and sterile processing and CNA. And in business IT, we have an entrepreneurship certificate that we're doing along with our IT prep certificate. And that helps students get ready for work in the computer technical industry. And then we also have a certificate in office assistance in the business arena. And then, we are the SWIFT program part of the students' lives as they go through each one of these programs. Each one can last anywhere from 4 days, like our forklift training program, to 2 semesters, like our HVAC program. And so we provide what we call proactive academic advising. Proactive academic advising is really recognizing that many of the students that come to us that are going to come to us ready in different ways to be in the classroom. And so we try to help students identify barriers and obstacles that may exist for them to be successful in the classroom, and try to provide a supportive atmosphere for students so that we can help them readily identify the resources that are here at Parkland for them, as well as providing additional resources for them. And then we also provide career services to students specific to each one of those areas. So we are instituting a new class this year that's really looking at the 10 essential skills of employability for our students and helping them to prepare their essential skills for employment. So that'll be a component of our career services. But we also provide interviewing skills. We help them with their job search, teach them how to do a job search. We help students create resumes and cover letters and teach them appropriate ways to network with possible employers. So we do a lot of work preparing students for the workforce that really complements what they're going to be learning in the classroom as well.
So do you have connections with employers? Given the job market right now, I am guessing that employers are reaching out every day saying, do you have students who have experience in these particular areas or have certificates in these particular areas? And do you kind of matchmake with students and employers, or do you teach them the skills and allow them to go out and seek those jobs themselves?
Well, currently we do offer opportunities if students, if employers come to us and want to intersect with students, we pass that information along to students that would be appropriate for that certificate or appropriate for that job. But what we try to do is empower students to be able to go out and look for jobs and support them in that effort. So if they're looking for jobs, we help them to figure out what the best way to look for a position that they want is. So we have them go through the process and then help guide that process when they're doing it. But Parkland oftentimes gets employers reaching out to us saying that we need, employees in this particular arena or this area, and that information is provided to students as well. At the end of the day, it's up to the student to make sure that they follow through on those opportunities so that they can use the skills that we're helping them to learn so that they can become employed.
So if I am an individual who's interested in applying, mm-hmm. what are the criteria that need to be met in order to be part of the SWIFT program?
So we have some basic criteria that you can actually find on our website, which is parkland.edu/SWIFT, S-W-F-T. There's no I, just S-W-F-T. There's some basic criteria that we ask that everyone has to meet. And then there's some eligibility criteria that we're looking for as well. So everybody has to be living in the Parkland service area, the 505 area. So that's something that you have to do. And you need to be eligible to work in the United States. So we do occasionally have individuals who are undocumented that come to ask us if we're able to provide training. And unfortunately, this program does require that you look for employment. It's fortunate that it looks for people to look for employment. But unfortunately, if you're not legally able to work in the United States, we can't provide the educational opportunity through SWIFT. So you must be able to work in the United States. But we also want to make sure that students are ready to learn. So if you are in need of a GED or you need additional work in your reading or math or something of that nature, in order to be able to do the certificate that you want to do, we help students get prepared for the classroom so that we can accommodate them and help them to be successful. So that's one of the requirements as well for some of our programs, that we do have programs that do not require a GED as well. So participation in SWIFT does not absolutely require a GED or high school education, but there are some programs that require that you have one prior to beginning. We also require that you give us a little bit of demographic information about you to help us decide how we can score your application. We try to serve at least 60% individuals who are African American. This is a workforce equity initiative. So we like for 60% of our participants to be African American. We actually exceed that number by quite a lot in our program, as do most programs throughout the state. So we also are wanting to make sure that you are ready to be employed and wanting to be to work after you finish your education, or that you want to go on and pursue further education. Some of our students use this as an opportunity for stackable certificates. So this is an entry level certificate, and maybe they want a more advanced certificate. So this is an opportunity for them to build upon that education as well.
Can I ask a question there?
Yeah.
Because I know that your program is designed for people to seek employment.
Correct.
You do also, though, allow them to further their education before they seek employment. So if they're looking for that stackable certificate, you don't make them get employed in between. They can continue through with the education.
That's correct. We do have part of our grant is to also have a percentage of our people go on and to further education. So that is one of our goals.
That's great.
Yeah. And in addition to those requirements, we are looking at things like income. And if you're a low wage or unemployed worker, if people who are formerly incarcerated, and women as well. We like for 50% of our participants to be women. So those are some of the overall criteria. And we take a look at the whole package when we're looking at an applicant, and whether or not this is going to be the best pathway for them. Sometimes we can match students with other pathways at Parkland that might be better for them or better for their opportunity, because we have other programs at Parkland that are great opportunities as well for workforce development. SWIFT is one of them, but it may be a better fit for students if their goals aren't quite aligned with some of the certificates that we provide.
So you mentioned, and I apologize, I have barking dogs. You mentioned a stipend connected with SWIFT. So once an applicant has been accepted, tell me how the program will work for them as they move through the program, whether that's the short forklift certificate or it's the two semester certificate.
Yeah, so all of our students, first they attend an orientation to learn a little bit about Parkland and what we can offer to them at Parkland as students, because they are Parkland students. And then throughout the semester, we ask them to attend their classes. And if they attend classes, they receive a stipend for attendance. We also pay for all of their tuition and books and fees. In addition to the stipend and the books and fees, we do have a completion stipend. For students who complete their degree, their certificate, they do receive a completion stipend, as well as an employment stipend to help them purchase anything that they might need for employment purposes, like if they might need to buy some uniforms, or they might need to buy a small toolkit, or maybe they need to, purchase, like our CNAs need to purchase a watch or a stethoscope or something like that. So helping students to get set up for success in the workplace with those stipends as well.
How many spots does SWIFT have available? And explain to me, it sounds like you're on the Parkland education cycle, but some of the classes are not a full semester. So do you have a rolling admission, or do you just take admissions a couple times a year?
So we take admission, the majority of our programs start at the start of the semester. Some are 2 semesters long, and so it's constrained by when you can start in the program as a result for those certificates. So it depends on what semester it is and when during the year you're applying, what's actually available to you when you're applying at that point in time until the new cycle begins. So this is a 1-year grant, so we go year to year, depending on what the funding is from each year to year. And our cycle right now is from December 1st to December 31st will be this next year 3 grant that we actually just received, a year 3 grant. We just received notification that we got $1.2 million for year 3. So we're very excited about that. And year 2 was, from December, and we'll be ending that one in March of 2022. So it depends on the cycle of the grant itself. So to answer your question about, when we mostly take applications is before the start of the semester, so that we can have students ready to come into our courses at Parkland at the beginning of the semester. So right now we're taking applications for the spring semester, and we'll be wrapping up those applications before we leave for the winter break. And then we will be taking some applications for a couple programs until the summer application period opens, which will be in the mid to later spring semester. And then we will take applications again for the fall, in the mid to later summer for fall. So
does your grant break down so that it's X number of students, or it's an X number of hours provided? How do you, I guess, spend the money in the grant, or how many slots do you have available? Does it work that way?
So we project out how many students we'll be able to serve, and then we've been able to serve more than the number of students that we've actually projected the last few years. We've projected over the last couple of years to serve about 300 students, but we've served about over 350 students over the last couple of years. 75% of those students have been African-American students. We've had over 175 probably students complete their degrees or complete their certificates, but then we're still finishing some of those students this year, because then, if you're a 2-semester class or even a 1-semester certificate, we're still in the fall semester. So we'll have more completers come through yet. It's about 60% of our students who become employed right away after completing their certificate. Some go on to, do additional education. And we, are excited to be able to provide students with an opportunity throughout the year. So, some students may want to come in the middle of the year, and even if the certificate that isn't there that they originally wanted to do, there oftentimes is something within the same pathway that will help prepare them for the next certificate or help them to get into the workforce right away. So many of our students actually want the CDL program. It's a very popular program. And so we offer that one throughout the year. We start a CDL class every month, and it's about a 4 to 6 week class, depending on how quickly you move through it. Really depends on how, I don't know about you, but I'm no good at backing up. I have to take my time, and I don't know how anybody backs up a tractor trailer. And so if I were learning how to do it, it probably would take me at least 6 weeks, at a minimum of 6 weeks. So I always tell students it's a very individualized thing when you're learning how to back up a vehicle or how to drive a vehicle appropriately. But that's a very, that's a short-term certificate that's very popular, that's very much in high demand. And it's a good example of how you can enter into the workforce and make a very good wage after only, being in the classroom for 6 weeks.
Is there a limit on the number of times a student can enter the program? So if I get my CDL, but then decide I want to be a forklift operator, or I am now interested in HVAC, is SWIFT available to me again?
So we look at each application on an individual basis. But one of the criteria that we sort of put out there for students to begin with, so that we are helping students to grow their careers and to be thoughtful about what their career pathway is that if they apply again, we'd like for them to apply in the same career pathway. So your example of CDL and forklift, those two are actually very much in the same pathway. If you want to become a forklift operator, maybe work as a forklift operator and have a job and then be able to come back and do your CDL while you're also working, you could do that because those are in the same pathway of transportation and distribution. Conversely, if you got your CDL and you wanted to learn how to operate a forklift because maybe you want to be able to make deliveries, you might see semi-trailers with a forklift on the back of it or something like that, then you'd be able to come back and do your forklift training to help you be able to be a more competitive employee. So we do try to help students grow their careers. And we ask that they, if they're applying for another opportunity through SWIFT, that you know, we give the opportunities first to those who haven't been able to attend. And then if there's available opportunity, then we can extend it to other students. But we do try to serve as many different unduplicated students as we can. So when we report our numbers as far as how many people we've served, we're giving unduplicated numbers.
Which that means you've reached a lot of people in the Parkland service area.
I was going to say
our community, but it's really larger than our community, depending on where they're from.
That's right.
So with respect to community outreach, how do people find out about your program? It seems like you've been wildly successful. You are filling the slots that are available. But what are you doing to advertise this and to reach people?
Well, we do recognize that social media is a way that a lot of people intersect with information now. So we do provide a lot of, you know, we do that sort of advertising, but we work with a lot of local providers as well, social service providers that are going to be able to share information with their clients about our program. And, you know, we have several community partners that we reach out to each semester to let them know, hey, our applications are open. They in turn spread the word. People make referrals to us for the program, you know, from local agencies. And then we also, you know, work within our own Parkland system as well. We have an adult reentry program where it's, you know, adults that are coming back and they're trying to figure out what they want to do. Some have the ability to pay and some don't. And so SWIFT is an option that we can actually provide students who are coming actively to us looking for opportunities as well. One of the things that we try to do is reach out to places that we know people intersect with on a regular basis. So we reach out to and have an active connection to local churches that we know are going to be able to provide all the information to their congregants. We also provide information to local like healthcare providers that are reaching out and doing community outreach work. So there's a variety of ways that we can reach out to people. We also go to, you know, all kinds of community events. Well, we were actually at some of the city's neighborhood days providing information and, you know, going to park district events and things like that. Wherever people are, we try to reach out and maybe reach to at least a few students, potential students who can come and use our services. Again, you know, we have a lot of information about the programs that are available, when they are being taught, and how you can apply on our website. There's a frequently asked questions there where a lot of people say what, you know, they have many questions about the program. We've tried to think through what the questions people most often ask are and put some FAQs on there for folks, but you can always reach out to our office. Our staff is always readily available. We're actually located on the main campus in Parkland, and it's exciting because we recently moved in with adult education. Adult education used to be in an outbuildings on the perimeter of on Perimeter Road around around the campus, and they moved in with us in D120 on the main Park and College campus. So we share a space here, and we've been settling into this space in the last semester to work together more closely, because we do have a number of adult education students who may be finishing their GED or finishing ESL language classes. So those are also opportunities for individuals who are recent members of our community to be able to come to Parkland and get education that they may have not been able to achieve, or maybe things they've come to the United States and the degrees that they have at home may not translate. So helping people to become part of the workforce here as well. So some of the opportunities that we have come to us because of the relationships that we've built with internal partners and then many external partners as well.
Is all of your funding through the state grant, or do you have additional funding as well?
No, we're fully 100% funded by our state grant. So we have positions, all of our positions that work with our students are funded through that grant, as well as the all of the stipends and tuition that we provide to students. So yeah, we're 100% grant funded.
And was it a competitive grant opportunity? You mentioned that there were only 17 other community colleges that were funded throughout the state. So I assume that the fact that you just received your third year of grant funding is a sign that the program is doing well and continuing to grow.
Yeah, we're doing great. And we're well respected in the community college world, and we're right in there with all the other folks that are doing this work in our terms of our achievements. And, you know, I think that one of the great parts about this is that, you know, we're able to leverage outside funds to bring students that wouldn't otherwise be able to come to Parkland. So, you know, these are new students to Parkland, many times students that have never been in college before, and never, maybe, you know, haven't even conceived that they would ever be in college. And that's, it's exciting, but also very anxiety ridden for some of our students. And so it's good that we have all of the support systems in place. That having our staff in place is really key to the success of this program.
What's your favorite part of your job?
My favorite part is when, my first favorite part is when I get to tell students that they have received a scholarship, because they're always very, very excited. And my second favorite part is when they have achieved something that they never thought that they could, or when students realize that they're smarter than they ever thought they were. People don't have the belief in themselves. They oftentimes have had poor experiences in school. It's not been something that was an exciting thing for them to look forward to. And then being able to transform that and make it an opportunity for people is really exciting.
I love that. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell us about the program?
Well, you know, I think that I just want to say that, you know, the community's been overwhelmingly supportive of the SWIFT program, and that's been so exciting. And we really appreciate all of the word of mouth that, you know, goes into helping to promote our program. And, you know, we hope that folks will continue to send applicants our way. We have a number of applicants that we're considering for the spring right now. And we're excited because those have all come from our community partners. And having the ability to interface with the community more readily now that things are a little bit easier, I think we've put in a lot of, you know, mechanisms. If you're not able to be in person, to be virtually interactive with people as well. So that's been great. And I, you know, if you have someone who's interested in, or if you yourself are a person who's interested in furthering your education, you know, don't look at our list of eligibility requirements and think, oh, that's not me. And don't think that you can't do it. Just apply to the program, because that's the only way that you'll find out and the only way that you'll be able to do the program is to actually apply for it. So I encourage you to apply.
Take that leap of faith.
That's right. Take the leap of faith. And we'll be here to hold your hand and walk you through the journey, because you won't be alone.
And I am guessing that there are real humans that will pick up the phone and answer questions if people have questions beyond what's on the website.
That's right.
Or they can email you through the website if they want to interact with you that way.
Yeah. And it's oftentimes more than not me. So
yeah, right. How many staff are at the program?
So I have a full-time career services counselor who's just for SWIFT students, and he works out of the career office, but he actually is housed here in my offices. And then I have a person who does academic advising for me, just for SWIFT students, spends half of their time here in my office space. And then I have an office assistant. We're getting ready to hopefully add another staff member that will actually be assisting our advisor as well. So we're looking forward to having a full staff going forward. And of course me, I'm 100% SWIFT, just SWIFT. So
when you're not being a city council member,
that's right. That's right. So today I get to wear my SWIFT hat. So that's exciting. But, you know, I think that the end message here for me is that, like you said, take the leap of faith. And we do have staff members here that are highly dedicated to making you successful. And so we want you to come in, find out what we have to offer. And if SWIFT isn't the right program for you, we will help you find your way here at Parkland.
That's great. Well, thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. I very much appreciate it. And it's always a pleasure to talk with you.
And congratulations on your third year grant.
Yeah, thank you. News. Thanks. Good news.